Okay, what you can probably work on right now is the sizing labels are right in here. If you would do me a favor, though, I'm going to be type A for a minute, because you can tell with my folding I am, that if you could size them down the right-hand side for me, that would be great. Because anything that's...
Margot Cowing, a business teacher at Bentonville High School, instructs a student on what to do during his shift in the newly opened Tiger Print School store, which sells t-shirts, sweatshirts, and blankets bearing the school's tiger logo. The store is the result of both the hard work of students in Cowing's Small Business Operations course and a startup grant from the Arkansas State Career Education Department for programs in career and technical education. As times change and technology and business evolve, so too do the courses high schools offer as both preparation for college and life after high school graduation. The state requires a certain number of credits, 22 to be exact, though districts are allowed to set some of their own. Colleen Foster is the head counselor at Harbor High School in Springdale.
Well, we require what the state of Arkansas requires, plus, like the state requires 22 credits. 16 of which are specified as core, English, math, science, social studies, health, PE, fine arts, and oral comm. And then the state requires at least 6 elective credits beyond that, which could include foreign language or any of those career and technical classes. Springdale District, both Springdale High School and Harbor High School, require 24 credits to graduate. So we require all of the same that the state requires of those 22, plus 2 additional ones.
An economics course requirement is part of a very strict social studies core. Other classes required are civics or government, U.S. history, and world history.
The state requires the economics course, but that counts not as an elective, but as a social studies. It's a required, state-required social studies, effective with this year's graduating class.
When that went into effect, the junior highs in Springdale started teaching it. So most entering sophomores have already taken it, but they still have to offer it for transfer students or students that need to retake it. Kim Garrett is the assistant superintendent for secondary education with Springdale Public Schools.
They have the basic economic fundamentals that they study, of trade, distribution of resources, scarcity and choice, and then you get into your microeconomics of supply and demand, the different types of a market economy, understanding productivity in that. In macroeconomics, they get into understanding the measurement of economic performance. So I would think right now, and with our society like it is right now, that they are really able to have some excellent discussion, because part of that is understanding the roles that government play in their economy.
She says that education needs to be both rigorous and relevant in preparing students for the real world, and economics plays a large part in that. Garrett was actually the principal of Bentonville High School when the store, Tiger Prints, had a soft opening last year, and says hands-on experience like that is important to put theories into practice, making education better for students. This year, the $42,000 state grant allowed for the construction of a new room for the store, in a highly visible location next to the main office and the cafeteria. Ms. Cowing agrees that the goal of offering business courses is important to open students up to the types of careers that are available to them and to the world of adult responsibility.
As I tell my kids, we're all consumers. So the more that we know and understand about money and money management and finances and credit, you know, a lot of these students, all three of these students are all seniors. A couple of them are 18 already. They'll be bombarded with credit requests and things like that. And if we let them go out into college when they want to start spending wildly and they have no foundation to understand that credit is a business and they're making money off you, then we're kind of putting them at a disadvantage without giving them that foundation.
Though she has taught other business courses in the past, her small business operations course, which is largely based on the store, has become so popular that its 5 sections are all Cowing teaches. The course starts out by explaining what an entrepreneur is and the importance of entrepreneurship, but also
all, you know, marketing concepts, product pricing, promotion, which we do daily in our business, market research, students researching what kind of items and designs that our customers will want to want to purchase. We deal with the finances. We're just beginning with the finances, but through the end of the year, the students will learn the receiving process of inventory, why accuracy of financial reporting is important. They'll look at income statements, cash flow, balance statements. All seeing how the money, you know, our point of sale, everything that we do is recorded through that, and they'll be able to print reports and understand how data supports business decisions.
It also stresses the importance of human relationships. There are always two students in the store, and the ones that have been around for a while train the newer students. Anthony Monjourne is a senior who has taken just about every business-related course offered in Bentonville. He is also the president of DECA, the business club here, giving him a leg up when he studies business at the University of Arkansas next year. He was in Ms. Cowing's class last year and received service credit for helping in the store this year.
Well, I mean, basically, I mean, kind of learned how, I mean, this isn't a total, like, business doesn't have all the same aspects of, like, a real business, but you do learn a lot about opening a store and managing inventory and helping customers and keeping track of everything, and it's just kind of cool because, you know, I'm kind of into the whole entrepreneur type thing. So basically it's just like real life experience in that, in a kind of controlled environment though, so it doesn't get out of hand.
Anthony currently works in retail at Men's Warehouse. A new shipment of shirts came in that morning and he helped to put the inventory into the store's computer. Now at lunch, it is time to fold the shirts for display, which he says is not one of his strengths.
I mean, I'm good with the register because I have previous experience with that kind of stuff, and I'm kind of good with accounting at the moment, but that's pretty much my strengths in relation to this business. But yeah, I don't know how to fold that well. It's sad.
The store is open before school and during the lunch hours, as well as after school on the days of home football games. For security purposes, shoppers do not come into the store, but rather look at items that line the back wall through windows. Approaching open windows if they'd like assistance or to make a purchase.
Hello, how can I help you?
Did more of the gray shirts come in?
These right here? No. Now, we don't have any more of that, but we did get it in this one right here. It's the same design, only it's a dark gray. So we have this one. I don't have it in the light gray, though.
What are those?
They're folding them right now.
As they are just starting out, the store is testing items their customers might like, not purchasing a lot of one item, and not likely reordering one, as yet, when they sell out. Though Ms. Cowing has a business degree and retail experience, purchasing is a learning experience for her as well. Most of the shirts are printed by AMP, Affinity Marketing and Promotions. The owner is a Bentonville High alum and the son of another business teacher, further instilling into the students the spirit of entrepreneurship. Current students in the Small Business Operations course design the shirts, but DECA officers get the final say. Elise Davis is a senior and a DECA officer. She also plans on going to business school for college.
What are you doing, can I ask?
I'm re-merchandising the items in the cabinets for the new look, now that we've got new merchandise. So it's very important to keep track of everything that comes in and comes out. I know when we first opened, the cash register wasn't working, so it was hard to, you know, sit there and write down everything. And then once we were done, we had to sit back and count everything to make sure we had sold the right amount of everything and whatnot. So
the store has yet to make a profit. Everything is going back into new inventory. But as profits begin to come in, Ms. Cowing says the hope is for it to turn into scholarships for the kids that work in the store, like for DECA students to go to national competitions. They can serve as a travel scholarship, for instance. This is Ozarks at Large.
There's $30. Let me go ahead and give you your receipt. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too.